This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Do you have the time to listen to advice about sex, drugs, family, and LDRs? Amir is one of those epigrammatic dudes, and Jake just wants to bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I need to seize the cheese. Sometimes my girlfriend cheats on me. It's all just adding up. My life's stuck in a rut. So please tell me what to do if I were you.
Yeah. That was Dear Lincoln again.
God, I fucking love that cover, dude.
DearLincoln.com or Facebook.com/DearLincoln.
Good band name.
They say that despite the fact that Nicole Byer thinks it's cheating, they want us to shout out their band. Remember, because we played a Dear Lincoln song in her episode, and she said it's cheating to have a band play the song.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It has to be just one person.
On a kazoo.
Yeah, that was a Green Day cover. That song came out, when, 96 or something?
No, way later, 2014.
That's comical. That's absolutely hilarious.
I would guess that came out in 1995.
Yeah, so if you're, like, how many of our fans are under the age of 23 that came out before they were born? That's like, damn. That's like us listening to 70s classic rock or something.
I think our fans are older now, though.
All of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, when did Basket Case by Green Day come out? 94.
Wow.
Yeah, great song. And great cover. Thank you, Dear Lincoln.
Gracias, guys.
And this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet that we're still hosting. I'm Amir.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Josh. Two
we're
Joshes
Josh.
And one Amir.
You already said, okay.
We got some good feedback from the unsolicited advice segment.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're going to try it again this
week. We're going to talk again about crypto.
So basically what we're looking at is a correction, folks. That's a 20 to 30% dip. If you're a long-time holder, you're going to want to buy. I mean, these prices will not last.
Good Lord.
But Jake will offer up his unsolicited advice later.
That's right.
Do you got a good one?
I have something that has made me very happy.
And that's pretty much all we need. I sent you some questions. Do you have them on hand? My computer's about to die.
I do.
Okay, good.
I do have them on hand.
You do.
I do.
All right. Choose one.
Okay.
Take that, rewind it back.
This one is from a gentle person.
Oh, very woke.
But it is a guy.
Of course.
A gentle guy.
And he does identify as such. Mm-hmm. Sydney Dean Stand.
His last name is Stand?
Stant.
Stant. Sydney Dean Stant writes, "Hey boys, so here is the deal. I've been seeing this girl for 3 months now. We hang out several times a week, and each of us have met each other's friends, and she even met my mom last weekend. We haven't had the talk yet, but since we've been so intimate, she and engaged in each other's lives for the last few months, I would be surprised if she had room for other people. And if she did, I'd be unaware of it.
Of course. Those are the two options.
Of course.
I either know or I don't know about them.
So here's the problem. The other night, she matched with one of my best friends, who she hasn't met, and I'm unsure what it means. They had a small conversation, nothing much, but she messaged the first, hey. Does this mean she's banging other people? Does it mean she doesn't see this as serious? Could she have been sleeping with other people and just not telling me those stories? We met on Tinder, so I know she's comfortable using the app to make serious relationships. Should I playfully bring up the fact that they matched or just let it lie? My friend isn't interested, so that's not a problem. Do people still use Tinder when they aren't looking for sex? Should I take this as a sign that I shouldn't ask to move into a committed relationship? Love, Sydney Dean Stant.
Ooh, that's gotta hurt. You introduced
that smarts a bit.
I introduced you to my mom, and now you're saying hey on a dating app to another guy.
Yeah.
I feel like once you meet the mom, you can't sleep with anybody else, because then you have to explain to the mom.
Well, you don't have to break up with the mom.
But this guy has to be like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's good. She's good. She matched with another guy, mom.
Yeah, the hey, the first hey really undoes it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, because it could be like an errant match from 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, we're like
still in the system.
Totally, like a lame match that I swiped this guy months and months ago. It just went through.
Hey is like, all right, let's fucking get to this.
I'm interested in you.
I'm down to chat.
I didn't meet somebody's mom last weekend.
From a mom to a stranger, hey, that sucks to hear, dude.
Yeah.
And then it's like, the friend is like, but I'm not, the friend's not interested. So it's like, that sucks too. It's like, what's wrong with her? Why aren't you, you're not even down to entertain it?
But don't worry, my best friend thinks she's ugly.
He would never, he's not her type is all.
Yeah, so.
I wait until introducing ladies to mothers just to avoid this specific thing. You're an early meet my mom type deal, right?
Yeah, I love bringing people around.
Throwing into the fire.
My mom has met people that I was just banging for a weekend.
and that's how I'll introduce them too. So I'll be like, this is Sarah. We were just banging for a weekend. This is Rachel. I'm hanging and banging with her
I
on the
side. I feel bad for
my,
like all of the people my mom has had to like meet and instantly forget.
Yeah. And do you ever like when after the lady leaves, the mom's like, what was her name again? Are you ever like, don't worry about it?
No, I mean, I don't think I've ever done that. But there have been times where my, like, I remember one time somebody was leaving. I was a real fucking monster. Somebody was leaving my house in the morning, and my mom, like, thought it was somebody else that she had already met. And she, like, went over and hugged them.
Oh, and she's like, oh, we've never met before.
And then when they left, I was like, that was not who you thought it was.
Oh, that.
And my mom was like, you're the man, Hurwitz.
She gave you daps.
But now I'm happily married. By the way, I had my wedding.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I had my wedding.
When?
This past weekend.
This past weekend.
Yeah. So I am married now.
You said you're going to Palm Springs for a quick little getaway.
Yeah. Well, it ended up being my wedding, so. Yeah.
What about your actual wedding?
What about it?
Is that going to happen still?
No.
You decided
that was a decoy wedding to throw you off the scent. Everybody was in Palm Springs last weekend.
There was no wedding hashtag. I didn't see anything on Instagram.
Would you be impressed if I, like, eloped, got married, and like it was like an elopement with a bunch of our friends? If it was all a ruse to not get you invited to the wedding,
I guess I'd be impressed. Yeah, that you're able to pull off such a heist. Though now that I'm on your website, yeah, look at all these rough photos of the entire event.
Yeah, the hashtag was Amir's not here.
I see that now. You put it all in a closed group Finstagram.
All right, so what does this guy do?
Assume, I don't know, do you bring it up?
I think if you've introduced to your mother, then you bring it up. And I don't think you have to do like faux joking, like, hey, I saw you matched with my friend. Why'd you say hey?
Yeah.
You have to be like, I didn't know you were still using Tinder. And I know that now because you matched with my friend and you messaged him. So like, I guess, I mean, you have to have... the talk. That's the talk. That's the are we dating other people talk.
Have you had that talk, or do you just create a implicit conversation and assume that you guys are in a serious
relationship? As I've gotten older, I've like foregone the talk and been more like declarative statements of being like, hey, I'm not, by the way, I'm not going to see anybody else.
Yeah.
I don't know. Take what you want from that. And if you'd like to follow my lead, let me know.
I'm okay. I'll probably still match and message. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, you can have these, that's like, you have to have at least some version of that talk, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the talk.
I've always just erred on the side of like, if you are spending more and more and more time with somebody, then like...
Yeah, it's almost, it's too hard for them to see other people.
Not everybody is on that tip. So sometimes it sounds like at least here the talk is necessary.
Yeah.
It might be as simple as like some people just like sending messages.
Oh, you think?
There's still like
an exciting moment
you get from that.
Yeah.
I think that that's, and I accept that, and I think it's fine. And I think if like, even if I had been dating somebody for a few months and I like got a match on Tinder and I like wanted to exchange messages that I might, and like it doesn't necessarily mean that she's trying to fuck your friend. It might just mean that she likes the rush of getting a Tinder message.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. I wonder if you can make that. It's like we're not in an open relationship, but we're still on dating apps so that we can chat.
Yeah. But you have to talk.
You think that's a dangerous game to play? Like if you're like...
Oh, definitely.
I just want the rush of chatting.
No, yeah. I think that's a... If you want the rush of chatting... It's only a rush because it could turn into fucking.
But it's like, it's almost like a nicotine patch. You're like, I don't want a full-blown cheat, but I still want the little fucking dopamine rush of chatting.
Yeah, but then like all of a sudden, then it's a bigger dopamine rush of chatting with somebody who you think is really hot.
Yeah.
And then that really like, hot person wants to meet up. You're like, all right, well, I just want the rush of like getting a drink.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fuck them, but I just want someone to flirt with me in person.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, wow, now you're touching my leg and I want the rush of fucking you.
I just want every rush is all. I want more rushes. I can't get enough.
I'm Russian.
Nice.
Thanks, man.
All right. Talk to her about it. Don't bring it up in a playful way.
That's right.
Let's read that dildo question.
Who hath my dildo?
Is that what it's called?
The subject is who has my dildo?
Got it.
And who wrote this email?
Sword Dean Stant, Sydney's
a
little
proud
sister.
Dean Stant family. Sword Dean Stant writes, "Hey guys, love the show. I'm a 20-year-old.
That's
gal.
Great to hear.
That
she loves the show.
That is really cool." All right, want to go to the next question?
Yeah.
I'm a 20-year-old gal who just recently got a dildo and a vibrator as a birthday present from my best friend, and I was leaving town for work like a day after, so I hid them in my closet. The only sensible thing to do, obviously. And now I'm back home. I live with my mom and two little brothers, and they're gone. The dildo's not the mom and the little brother.
Oh, thank
my
God.
Mom is very open-minded and sex positive. It's not like we talk about details and stuff, but still. And to me, it makes no sense that she would take them? ? That being said, my shit is still gone and I have no idea who has it or what to do. What do I do here? I don't think anyone in the family wants to address the dildo in the room.
Nice.
But I want them back. What do I do? And what happened to my shit? Love, Sword Dean Stant. Both of these emails actually were signed Love, which I think is really nice.
That's nice. They love the show so much that they love us.
I love
Although,
you too.
Is Love saying I love you or is it saying with love I present to you?
I think Love is I love you, but I think you do things with love in your heart. I send a lot of my emails Love because I have love.
Right, not necessarily for the
all.
Person you're emailing.
Namaste.
So there's about a 33% chance that the mom has it. Or would you say it's higher than that?
I think it's little brothers.
Because it's like a more of a mischievous little thing?
Yeah.
At which point the brothers are going to bring it up, or they're just fucking watching you squirm.
Yeah. I really thought you were going to or they're watching you squirm. like some sort of weird spying on your masturbating thing.
They want you to do it with your own fingers. Jesus oh, the little Christ. Brothers would love that.
Yeah, I guess it depends how old the little brothers are. Because if they're like...
they're tweens.
Yeah, if they're like prepubescent or like right around pubescent, then I think they have like some sort of rush of stealing it. If they're 16 or older, I don't think they stole it.
You know what you can say to the mom without being so overt about it? Saying, did you take anything out of my closet? And then she goes, what are you talking about? And then you go, my dildo, my vibrato.
My dildo, mother.
I know you what you did last weekend, mother.
You used them on yourself, mother.
Oh, yes. I can taste the difference, mother. Oh, come on.
I really don't know, but it feels like it's only in like porn for dudes that women suck on dildos.
Well, I assume she has one little taste bud on the vagina.
You think the vagina has a taste bud?
A single bud, yeah. So you can sort of make sure that what's in there is clean.
I disagree that a vagina has a taste bud.
Could you put, yeah, like, why is a tongue your only taste buds? Like, I want to put a little taste bud on my hand, so, like...
You probably wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, so if there's, like, if I'm holding a bagel, I'd be like, oh, this tastes sour, I don't want to
eat. Oh, right, so, like, if you had a little taste bud on your finger, I feel like you would have to put it underneath a flap.
Yeah.
Because you can't just, like, taste everything.
Yeah, you don't want to taste the steering wheel.
Right, exactly.
So
that's
you
almost
open
exactly
the...
what I was thinking of yeah. was my steering wheel.
So you don't want to, you have a little flap, right, and underneath it is a bud.
Yeah.
A taste bud.
So you're like, do I want this donut? Yeah. You taste it, you're like, oh, yeah, I do want that.
Yeah, it tastes really good according to my little
bud. Oh, this is
bud.
Actually a little stale.
Yeah.
You know, that would be interesting.
Yeah, and then you would taste the staleness on your little bud flap. Yeah.
Anyway, I think that if your mom is sex positive and open, I think you could even say, did you take the dildo? Because then your mom would be able to... Your mom's on your side here. If she didn't take the dildo, then you know it was the brothers.
Is dildo like a casual, cool nickname for something? Or is that the official name for this dick stick?
It's definitely not dick stick.
Okay. Well, I'm just pitching an idea.
Dildo, I guess, what?
Like if you go to a sex store, does it say dildo on the signs? Or does it say like... Dick stick.
You could say...
A phallic statue of sorts.
Fake penis.
Yeah. A mold. A penile mold.
You could... Yeah, I...
Is dildo in the dictionary?
Here's the question. Is it, like, sex positive enough? You know how, like, we can talk about periods, you know? Like, we're not supposed to stigmatize these things.
Yeah, like, that's
And, like,
fine.
We shouldn't, at the same time, stigmatize dildos, because,
like,
masturbating is fine, and,
yeah.
it's healthy.
Yeah.
So, like, at the dinner table, you could just fucking drop the bomb and be like, so which one of you stole my dildo?
That's right. It should be the equivalent of saying, I can't find my yoga mat.
Yeah.
Like, this thing helps me exercise my demons,
mm-hmm.
and it happens to be shaped like a giant rubber dick. Oh, grow up, mom.
I think you just straight up ask.
At dinner?
Yeah.
See, it's like, hey,
pass the
potato salad.
And someone here has to pass my dildo as well.
Somebody's eating oatmeal with it.
Oh, actually, it was under this sleeping bag in my closet.
Is that... Vibrator, is it like a phone? So it goes, or it's just constantly on.
I think it has different settings, I imagine. But yeah, I think you would probably keep it constantly on.
Yeah.
Steady vibration.
Is there a male equivalent of a vibrator? A vibrating vagina?
A fleshlight.
But that's more embarrassing, I think, than a dildo.
Yeah.
If somebody stole my fleshlight, I wouldn't bring it up.
Yeah, but that's fleshlights are expensive.
So not only do you owe me my fleshlight, mom, you actually owe me cash.
It's embarrassing that like you have to bring it up, but it's more embarrassing for whoever stole it. So it's kind of not fair that like she has to feel the shame.
Oh, you think they stole it to use it, or they stole it just to fuck with her?
I think that they either stole it because of like their own like morbid curiosity. I don't think they stole it to be like, let's steal her dildo and make her ask for it.
Oh, I thought that's what if the little brothers took it, that's why.
Yeah, but maybe they were like playing with it. Maybe they thought it was funny.
Sword fighting.
I don't think that they were like, yeah. I feel like they were.
I mean, her name is Sword after all, so I imagine that like.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it like that. Yeah. But that's also the name that like, you gave her, so it's not like.
Oh, that's true. But like, you know, like a swashbuckler?
Yeah.
So this would be a gashbuckler. So it's like two little tweenage assholes, which I would never do this, but like they would be using the dildos as the sword. And yeah. they would come up with like little immature words like gashbuckler, yeah. Which I think is kind of like disgusting.
Arr, matey. Yeah. Walk the cock.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wait, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Never mind. I didn't mean to say that it was good. Plank does not rhyme with cock. Close enough for you
it's
to.
It's got a K at the end of it.
Yeah,
it's sort of like, and you know what you can use context clues.
Yeah, so it's like a little man walking over it off a dildo mm-hmm. into the ocean.
Yeah, I mean it's not as clean of a parallel as gashbuckler, but at the same time, gashbuckler is so foul.
Gashbuckler.
But I think I zigged where you zagged, mm-hmm. but zigging was
more
the correct direction.
Yeah. So you would bring it up is what you're answering this question with?
Yeah. I think I don't think I'd actually bring it up at dinner. I think I'd bring it up with mom. And if mom didn't take it, then I know what's up. And then you find some way to fuck with your brother's back.
I like that.
I also think if they're younger than 16, then they
definitely stole it.
Yeah.
That's peak. What is it called when you're like a little dickling, like a 15-year-old little brother?
Yeah,
is a what?
Dickling. I guess let's just call it dickling, peak especially because they age. Took the dick.
Yeah, you were a little brother.
Yeah.
Would you fuck with your sister in such a way? Did you fuck with your sister? Like when she had friends over, were you like, "Ooh, I'm gonna fart" or "I'm gonna throw a water balloon at them" or something annoying?
Not really. I think my older sister, I thought she was so cool that I like would want to hang, like when she had friends over, I wouldn't want to annoy them. I would want to like hang out with them.
Right.
So I would be like, I won't talk. Just let me hang out with them. Can I watch
chill.
A movie with you guys?
Yeah. Like try to befriend one of the 16-year-old friends when you're 13.
Yeah. I guess when I was 16 and they were 19, I still thought that, I know I was like always just trying to hang out with them. I was like making jokes that. Hopefully everyone would think they were funny.
Yeah, in your perfect world, I'd be like, Jake's awesome. I want to hang out with him and not Hannah.
Or no, in my perfect world, they would want to hang out with all of us because I also thought Hannah was cool.
And what about your little brother at the time?
My little Micah was 8 years younger.
So you're so like, get the fuck away from me, dude. You're ruining
I wanted
my
him
shit.
Gone all the time. And he would do, but he would sort of like the way that I would like just try to win over my, like he would come down and ask me and my friends, like, I'm 16, he's 8. He's like, coming down, I'm like, Mikey, get the fuck out of here. And he'd be like, do you guys want nachos? And I'd be like, no, go away. And all my friends would be like, yes, we do.
No, we don't, dude.
And then Mikey would, like, go upstairs and make us nachos, and he'd, like, come down. It was very, very charming. He's a little sweetheart.
All right, let's take a break. We'll thank some sponsors, and we'll be back with more questions and some unsolicited advice from Jake Hurwitz.
That's right.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Yeah!
The greatest way to build a website. It looks professional, mm-hmm. It's incredibly affordable, and you don't have to know anything.
Exactly.
You just need to drag and drop. Suddenly you've designed a professional-looking, I don't know, online store,
gorgeous.
Portfolio,
glorious.
A gift for somebody.
I mean, come on.
It's incredible. It's insane. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The future is now.
You can even purchase a domain through Squarespace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What can people buy?
Right now, you can mm-hmm. actually buy firemydad.com. Like if
and
you
what
were,
would you do there?
If you're kind of, you know, starting a campaign against your father
uh-huh.
and you want his job to be taken from him, if you want your dad to be fired from work,
yeah.
you could have this URL and kind of launch your... opposition PR campaign against your patriarch as
your old man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of mean spirited. I have kind of a fun one.
Oh.
If you like popcorn
mm-hmm.
And you probably do, right?
Yeah, I love it.
You'll love popcorn2.com.
Interesting. Like
it's like the sequel popcorn? To popcorn, yeah. But it's yeah, popcorn2.com.
Popcorn for two. Yeah. That's good. I could see AMC buying that because you're seeing a sequel.
Right. You might as you're well already seeing too. It. You know, there's this thing called Squarespace AI, which, you know, lets you update written content on any website, product description, or email, and it generates it instantly and personalizes it.
Look, incredible. I'm still thinking about Popcorn 2. It's actually great because movies are so long now.
Yeah.
You're seeing like a four-hour movie. You have Popcorn 1, an intermission, and then Popcorn 2. I mean, it's brilliant.
You can also do like email campaigns.
And it's unavailable. And it's unavailable now. I own Popcorn 2. I'm actually the one that owns Popcorn 2.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Head to squarespace.com/segments.
Hit me up, AMC.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using that code segments. So if you want to use our websites or make one of your own, just head to squarespace.com/segments and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain just using that code segments.
Incredible.
Ooh, Popcorn 3 is available. Maybe I'll get that.
No.
Thank you to Babbel for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Gracias,
Babbel. Very good. I don't know if you know this, Jake, but I'm already bilingual.
Really?
Yep. I grew up in a Hebrew-speaking household.
Ken.
Lamadti ivrit babayit. That means I learned Hebrew at home. The best way to learn a language is through immersion.
Yes.
But if your parents aren't actually from a different country and constantly speaking to you in that language, how do you immerse yourself?
You're not going to get immersed, folks.
The best way to do so is by using Babbel.
Babbel.
It's a science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Ooh.
You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for tutoring, okay?
Yeah.
You can just spend 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by 200 language experts that help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Incredible.
I need this because, you know, I already got the Hebrew. I want to go French. I want to go Spanish.
You should go full French. Let's go full French on your rap.
Let's French. Let's French. bonjour indeed.
Oui, oui.
How about a special limited time offer for our listeners? Right now, you can get 55% off your Babbel subscription.
Whoa.
But you got to go to babbel.com/segments. That's 55% off babbel.com/segments, spelled babbel.com/segments.
Segments, and segments is spelled S-H-A-N.
You are illiterate in English.
Yeah.
So I say throw English away. That's not going to happen for you.
I'll go full French.
Go to Italian.
I'll go Italian.
Go to German.
Yes, I will
and
go
I'll
to German.
And I'll meet you there.
Yes, guten Tag.
Thank you. Rules and restrictions may apply indeed. But again, you can get 55% off at Babbel, babbel.com/segments.
Love it.
Ciao.
Adios. And we've returned. Jake?
Unsolicited advice.
Nice. Was that what it was?
It was close enough.
Vaguely.
Oh, you know what we can start asking for is little segment theme songs.
Advice stinger?
Yeah. So we need like 5-second stingers that we can use. And you can use that as Jake's notes as the basis.
Mm.
So maybe if Dear Lincoln is still listening, you can send us one. Yeah. We don't need like we don't need like another 1 minute, but we need like a 5-second fucking segment intro.
Stinger.
Yeah.
Unsolicited advice. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So this week's unsolicited advice.
Here's what I've been doing with my life the last few months. Yeah. And I've really, really enjoyed it.
And you recommend this to everybody?
I recommend this to everybody. I've already been a Game of Thrones fan from the early days of the show. And after the last season ended, I was like, I need more. So I started reading the books.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I was reading the books, I was like, why don't I rewatch the show? So I've been reading the books as I rewatch the show.
Uh-huh.
And every night I escape into Westeros. And it brings me such joy and pleasure that if you like Game of Thrones, but you haven't read the books and you haven't read the books because you're like, I've already seen the show. I know it happens.
Uh-huh.
You don't know the fucking half of it. Just go back and read the books.
So
you're going to have a great time.
Okay.
And if you've already read the books and you were one of the people that, like, as we were all watching the show, that was like, oh, you have to read the books, yeah, they're better, and like, oh, wait till the Red Wedding.
Like, yeah.
Then I still say, fuck you. You're get out of your ivory tower.
Yeah.
But also, good on you for reading the books. great books.
So as someone, I've watched like 9 episodes of it and couldn't get into it. You would still recommend me to read the books?
You hate reading.
Okay. Would you still recommend it?
I don't think that, I think there's no hope for you. But if you like reading.
Yes.
If you like reading fiction, then I recommend the books. I think they're great books.
Without even watching the show? If you read the books before the show came out, would you be as into it?
Actually, I personally might. It's very, very dense. There are many, many characters. And for me, it helped from the beginning to know at least like half of them.
To have a visualization.
Yeah. So I don't know that I would recommend like watching the show then the books, or the books then the show. I recommend them both equally.
Would you say the books are better than the show?
I guess I don't quite remember like the middle seasons of the show right now. I would say that the books are definitely better than the first 2 seasons of the show.
Is your appetite for Game of Thrones insatiable? Like, would you read fan fiction at this point? Would you listen to a Game of Thrones podcast?
I worried that I would slip, I would go down the hole and like, because I am fearful for what happens when I'm done with the books.
And it's all over.
And it's all over. And like, because the void this leaves will be, it's a gaping void. It is a void the size of the Red Waste.
Oh, wow.
If you will.
You really think so?
Yeah.
The entire Waste?
I do.
I really think it's bigger than the
Red
Wall.
Waste where Daenerys lost most of her Dothraki horde. Yes, I do. And so, like, right now, I think about Westeros and Essos during the day. At night, I'm able to escape into Westeros and Essos. And then I could sometimes, you know, if I'm home before my fiance, I can watch an episode of like season 2 where I am now, which is really nice. And then at night,
this is all before night.
Yeah.
Before
night. Night, evening. And then when I go to sleep, I dream in Game of Thrones. Like last night I had a dream about the Prince of Dorne, and I think that's really cool.
Best part is I think that's cool. And you can't tell me otherwise.
I was worried that I would like start reading fan fiction and stuff, but I don't think I will. I think I can. I think I really only trust like the, you know, George R. R. Martin and the show creators and stuff
to
tell the stories that I want to hear.
Is it better than Lord of the Rings to you?
It is better than Lord of the Rings to me.
Wow! So it's your favorite fantasy thing ever.
Yeah.
Wow. Definitely.
Because Lord of the Rings, I think, is really incredible. It's like epic. It's got the heroes and the magic and all the stuff that I like. But it doesn't have the fucking and the murder that Game of Thrones has.
Got it.
Game of Thrones has sex and murder all over it, which is, you know, it's almost like Game of Thrones is Lord of the Rings fan fiction. Because fan fiction always tends to go towards like everybody having sex.
And what do you think of the Florida Project?
I felt like it was more than half inane dribble.
Okay, got it.
So it was, yeah, mindless child playing
yeah,
with a not tiny little good, bit of story.
Yeah, right.
I mean, of course it's not as good as Game of Thrones.
Of course. And if you ask a fantasy nerd and he's like, Game of Thrones is pretty good, but if you want to get into the real shit, you got to fucking start reading. Do you know what they would say? Like, is there some shit that's like even more concentrated, like, full books of pure fucking and wizardry and magic.
Oh yeah, is it like J.R.R. Tolkien had like his epic after the Lord of the Rings, the Zemarillion or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe something like that. I don't know. Or like,
but would
they
you
would
be
say
interested?
Like you have to play D&D where you can be one of these characters, and that is also now what I'm doing.
Oh yeah, talk about that.
I'm starting a D&D campaign with Murph, Emily, and Caldwell, and we're going to do it as a podcast.
So you guys choosing your characters was an episode of their podcast, right?
Yeah, which I don't know if it's out yet. I don't know when it's going to come out.
I think I saw people referencing it.
Oh, so maybe it's out on 8-Bit Book Club.
And then that episode is you guys creating your characters.
Yeah.
And then you're going to create a podcast that's you playing the game.
Yeah. I mean, I've been like passively interested in D&D for a while because like Gabrus told me I would like it. Murph told me I would like it. I've had a couple of friends that were like, it's everything that you like. It's like doing bits and fantasy.
Yeah, it's like fantasy like, improv.
Yeah, which I'm like pretty on board with, except I don't even want it to be funny. Like I want it
is
to
it
just
funny?
Be like, it's like kind of inevitably a little funny because you're playing, like, because Murph is the dungeon master.
Right. You're playing make-believe as an
yeah,
adult.
And like everything that you're doing is something that Murph made up in his head. But it's also like, I love even just like looking at the map of Westeros. It brings me joy. And I can't explain why.
You just like fake maps of fake places.
I like the names of things, like a mountain range called the Frostfangs. I think that's really cool. it's as cool to me as like the mountain range called the Himalayas or the Rockies. You know, like
where did this start?
I like looking at maps. Where did the fantasy thing start?
Yeah. Do you remember like the origin story of your nerddom?
Probably with Lord of the Rings.
The movies.
Yeah. I think I mentioned this on 8-Bit Book Club, that like I was what I would consider at the time, like I was like cool 16-year-old. I like had my license. Me and my friend were like, let's get stoned and go to this like fucking Lord of the Rings movie. Like we were at another movie. We saw a preview for the Two Towers. We're like, that looks kind of awesome. I hadn't even seen the first movie. I got stoned and I went to Lord of the Rings and I was like, like that's a cool thing to do. And then afterwards I like did this backslide into nerddom. Like I fell down the hole where like I after seeing Lord of the Rings I like went and I bought the books. I like we watched the first movie, I read all three books, and then ever since then I've just been like hooked into fantasy.
So Lord of the Rings into Game of Thrones, or there was something that we're missing? Did you ever get into Harry Potter?
No, never got into Harry Potter. I think to me, Lord of the Rings was like sort of a grown-up Harry Potter. Because yeah. At the time, I think Harry Potter books and movies like got a little more gritty and older.
Right.
But at that time, Harry Potter was still like the boy wizard. He was like in elementary school. So that was like my brother's shit.
Oh,
I was like more into the guys going on a quest across Middle Earth. Right. That was cool. Taking down Sauron.
Did you ever play video games like that?
Yeah, I played the Lord of the Rings video game.
What about like King's Quest and stuff like that?
No, I never did that. And I think part of it was because I knew I would get too into it. So I was like, I'm not going to.
It can't go down that rabbit hole. I wonder what's next for you. Because like,
if I get into D&D, that's like going to be pretty bad.
Yeah, that's a dangerous one. Because at that point, I'm very close to dressing up like some shit and going to a Ren fair.
A year from now, I'm going to be like showing up at work with like my drawings. I'm making my own fucking maps.
That's what like Thomas
Murph
does.
Did. And, Murph
like,
drew a map for our campaign.
Really?
Yeah, there's a map.
And how is it?
It's beautiful. It's awesome. I mean, it's a simple pencil drawing, but there's like mountain ranges and foothills and
details.
Seas and yeah, like and like even the names of the roads that people walk.
What are your thoughts on Ren fairs? Would you ever dress up and go to that?
I don't think so.
Because that's too based in reality?
Yeah. There's part of me that doesn't like seeing the like the sadness of like...
other people who are into it.
Yeah. Like I like... And that's why I'm like, I guess I'll see how much I like playing D&D.
It's good that you're already engaged, because I think if you were single, you'd be too self-conscious to play these things.
Definitely.
Yeah, you're like, I don't fucking play D&D. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, play. I definitely don't want anybody. Well, now it's fine.
But yeah, now it's public. Now you're embracing it. But you've already convinced someone to be with you.
Too late, baby.
She's gone. Well, that's fine, because I'm actually an orc who lives on Frostfang, and I get to sleep with all the harlots and whores in East Corridor.
Knock it off, man.
What?
Knock it off, because my character is a human raised by dwarves from the Iron Mountain.
Okay. Wait, sorry, the Iron Mountain, the security company that shreds paper?
It's... Let me look at this text thread. I don't know what the name of my mountain is.
I'm actually from Office Depot, and I was born at a stationery store.
Oh, Iron Deep is the mountain range. Sorry. Got Iron it. Deep. I'm from Iron Deep. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
My ancestors bore into the mountain to mine for jewels. Kind of neat.
So you're a tall man that was raised by short people?
Which is not unlike what I actually am.
Your father is not undwarven himself. all right, I guess I look forward to seeing where this slide into nerddom takes you.
Thank you very much.
And I wonder what's after Game of Thrones. Like, there's got to be another epic adventure being written out there right now.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted. I think I'm almost done with the books. I'm finishing book four right now. I think there's only one more.
And then it's over. Oh, well, the one more season of the show.
Actually, you know what? I think I'm only finishing book three, because book three was separated into two 500-page books.
Of course.
So I'm finishing part two of book three.
Got it.
So I've got a decent amount left. We have time for one more, I think. You want to... There's a follow-up pup.
Okay. Well, I wanted to mention the shows in Canada that are nearing capacity.
You can't buy VIP tickets in Calgary no more.
That's right. VIP tickets are... quickly being gobbled up, but there's still tickets available for the shows in Winnipeg, Calgary, and Vancouver in March. Those shows are turning into our own little epic adventure through the great Canadian frost.
Which is cool. Yeah, because actually, John and the Night's Watch, they're all north of the wall right now, and we're going to be north of the wall when we go to Canada.
Yeah, I guess
that's where the Frost Fangs are.
Yeah.
And we're going to the Canadian Rockies, which is kind of like the Frostfangs. Anyway.
Frostfangs being the ones in the D&D game or the one in the...
The Frostfangs are Game of Thrones.
Got it.
The D&D, there's Cloudbreaker Mountains, and then there's Iron Deep.
Of course.
Yeah.
And the question that we have to answer?
When are the shows?
Oh, yeah. March 7th, 8th, and 9th, I think. But tickets still available at fireyoushow.com. All right. Let's get to this question.
This is a follow-up pup. I don't remember the name that we called this guy.
Oh, the guy that bought shoes?
Yeah.
All right. This is not a question, right?
Yes.
Oh,
not
it is
a question, but a follow-up.
Oh, okay, follow-up. So the guy who said, I don't know what shoes to get, the white shoes or the red shoes, and I told him to get the red shoes, and you told him to get the white.
And I hate to break it to you, but Jake, I completely agree with you, and we'll be going with the white shoes. They go well with most I would wear, and I'm not too concerned about keeping the whites super fresh. Amir, your point that half of my friends will hate either pair is spot on, because I've already noticed it when asking which pair they prefer. However, I think that a white shirt with blue jeans would go better with white shoes than maroon. I happen to agree. While a pump and dump is a brilliant idea, I will wait until I hold both pairs of shoes. This is in hopes that you will pay me the price of one pair so I can dump the other. If you're okay with this, you can send me the money for one pair of shoes on Venmo.
He wants us to buy his shoes now?
And I will throw it into an ICO. I'll send you a picture of the shoes when I get them. P.S. My bitch ass needs ankle support, which is why I am buying high top Vans. If you have any alternative suggestions, I will be happy to take them.
I'm not going to buy his shoes.
Yeah, I probably won't Venmo him either. Are there any other high top shoes that you would rec, though? Do you think there are any other high tops that he should cop?
I have high top Nikes. It's like the Air Prestos. Or some, like, what's that skateboarding guy? The Stan Jaworski. It's like a Nike skateboarding high top shoe.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I have them in blue, but I don't know. What do you need ankle support in everyday life for?
Maybe he has weak ankles.
The very least. Would you rather have weak ankles or strong cankles?
Strong cankles.
Yeah, that way you're at the very least, like, you're stout.
I want to have thick ankles and skinny knees. I want my legs to have that hourglass shape.
That bowling pin thing, though. I want to look like a fucking 7'10 split walking down
the street.
He's
got curves from the waist down.
Yeah, you know when you do like the curvy body of a lady, like describing a woman's full figure?
But just like as describing a guy's leg.
Yeah, a knee to toe, the bowling
pin. Knee to toe dough.
I'm not going to buy his shoes. Do you want to buy his shoes?
I don't know. I don't think I really want to buy his shoes.
All right.
But I'll I guess I'll think about it. I have his Venmo on hand.
Do you have a quick last question? I think I sent you one last question.
Parents are Mormon. Help.
Oh, that's the one. All right, let's go.
Guy's name.
Elder Cunningham.
Dean Stant writes, my parents are deeply Mormon, and they recently found my stash of weed. Now they want to drug test me even while I'm away at college, and if I fail, they'll stop paying for my tuition. Just this morning, they drug tested me, and I had to sneak my brother into the bathroom to pee into the cup. Should I submit to this totalitarian regime, or stick to my morals and keep ripping that green love? Well, he says best. Yeah. Elder Cunningham, Dean Stant.
Have you ever heard of a drug test to stay in a family?
My dad used to give me a breathalyzer sometimes.
Wow. And what happens if you failed?
He would ground me. But oh. He, like, the first time he ever did it, I, like, clearly hadn't been drinking, and it said that I did. So forever they were, like, they were tainted.
Yeah. So, a false positive.
Yeah. And I think he, like, he ended up, it ended up not really being that much of a thing. I think it's, like, it's the kind of thing that a parent threatens. Like, nobody wants to, like, continually drug test your urine.
Yeah, you're like,
they just want to say that so you don't smoke anymore.
But, like,
the,
do you have, like,
the threat of a breath test or a urine test is, like, usually enough to keep somebody.
You have to be able to willing to walk away. Like, if you're like, fuck them, I'm going to keep smoking my green. But then if they're like, all right, then we won't support you. You can't be like, wait, no, because I still need cash from you.
Yeah, I think the answer is clear. Like, say that you're going to submit and that you'll stop smoking and you'll give them the, and you'll give them their pee, and just, you rig the system once. Have, like, piss on hand. Especially, it's going to be especially easy when you're away at college. Just find a kid that, like, doesn't smoke.
But if you still need them, you can't, they have the rules. They make the rules because they supply you with everything you need.
Yeah, I think it's worthwhile to keep on getting them to pay for your college, but I don't think you really have to stop smoking weed.
Yeah.
I think that you can just find ways to circumvent the regime, as you say.
Yeah. Once you're completely independent, then they can't drug test you.
You can't say fuck off while you still need their money.
Yeah.
You can't be, I'm going to do me.
And it's safe.
Write the check, bitch.
Can I have cash for gas? Do you think...
I also need more meals on my dining card. Because I'm always... I've got a munchie now.
I'm stoned to death. Is standing your ground not taking the test or taking it and saying... I failed.
I think standing the ground is not taking the test because you say I smoke.
Oh, like...
Like, I'm not going to take the test. It's a waste of time. I'm telling you I smoke weed.
I got high. All right. That was a quick hit at the end. If you have your own questions, your own theme song submissions...
Or stinger.
Or a stinger for the unsolicited advice segment. Send it all to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Opening theme song was written... that Green Day cover by Dear Lincoln.
Yep.
And the closing one is written by Ellie, which is a much more sweet song to take us into the end of our episode. So thanks for listening, guys. If you live in Canada, come see us, and we'll be back next week. We should get a guest next week.
It's a good idea.
All right. Later, guys. Bye.
Deuces.
The best thing about Mondays is a podcast that's cooler than other jizz. You know who to write to if you're in a tiz. Dan Green and his baton will conquer your fears. Theodore Leslie, or Leslie Theodore. Infinite references, I'll make a few more. Cause you won't believe in the cheese that I'm seizing. And I'm in a Starbucks, and fuck, I stop breathing. And the reason I'm smiling is my underclothes. Got me feeling blessed and hashtag dope. And all I can think is I must tell my pals that it's softer than cotton. And they call it Modal. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you're listening to If I Were You.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.